It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR, and it's Wednesday, and that means it's Current State's Neighbors in Action, where we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so this week we're speaking with the nonprofit End Violent Encounters. Eve provides shelter and services to victims of domestic violence and seeks to end it by raising awareness. Joining us to talk about the work Eve does, Executive Director Aaron Roberts and Wendy Sterling, Advocacy Team Supervisor. Aaron, Wendy, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Aaron, tell us more specifically about the particular services that Eve provides.
We provide a comprehensive service. We have our shelter is one of the most widely recognized and known services we have. That's an emergency shelter for domestic violence victims with a stay of about 30 to 90 days in there, depending on their needs. Mm. We also have a counseling service that is free to victims of domestic and sexual violence, as well as advocacy services, which help outreach into the community to answer any of the needs that are faced or barriers that are faced by the the individual.
So it's shelter and counseling are really the top services?
Shelter, counseling, advocacy.
Mm-hmm. How do your clients find you?
Typically, we have referrals through law enforcement, the court systems, as well as other community partners and community services.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, what do you do as advocacy team supervisor?
I oversee the individuals that work as advocates for our agency. So just basically helping them if they come up against barriers or things that are extremely difficult with the clients.
How would you describe the situation in Ingham County right now with regard to domestic violence victims? Are the resources that you and other agencies provide, are they enough to meet the needs?
I think there's never enough, as we know that this is a silent epidemic, that we need to create open and safe places for people to come forward and seek the services. And as we raise awareness, like Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and in radio shows like this, we know that more individuals will find out that there are resources and safe and secure places for them to turn.
Wendy, what should we do if we know someone who is enduring abuse, maybe a friend or even a family member?
I think the most important thing is to not give up on them. I think it's common when you are seeing that happening and you're feeling helpless about doing anything about it, to kind of step away from it. Mm-hmm. I think that's human nature. And I think also isolation is one of the things that often happens when there's domestic violence. So the abuser will isolate the person who's being abused from their friends and family. Mm-hmm. So it's really easy to turn away, and it kind of happens naturally anyway because the person might not be able to spend as much time with friends or family. But it's really important to stay by them and just kind of be that unconditional support system for them.
Make sure you're available, so to speak. Okay.
And our crisis line is a great place to refer and to connect individuals to our services first. It's an anonymous way that somebody can reach out, seek answers to questions that they may have regarding what's going on in their lives. It's a ear to talk to, a person to turn to.
Mm. Is that a phone number?
517-372-5572.
What should we, tell me this, Aaron, what do you do to ensure safety at Eve, just to put your residents at ease?
Sure. One thing we offer is an assistance with the personal protection order filing, and that is one way that they can seek support from the court systems and law enforcement for protection. But in our facility, we have we're a secret location, and we have cameras all around the building. We have locked doors, and we have 24-hour staffing.
You are a safe place, then. Yeah. In other words, can you share a story of how you've seen the services you offer help someone move out of a violent situation, Wendy? Aaron?
Yeah. One of the traditional ways that we see people reach out is they will call our crisis line. Our trained crisis team will talk to them about what's going on, identify a safe and secure way for them to come into shelter. That may mean that they need to call law enforcement for assistance with that or connect with CARE, the service that will help them with an immediate response, as well as, you know, just finding a safe friend or family member to bring them in. Once they're there, though, we have our advocacy services, which will help look at housing needs, court accompaniment if they need that, and making sure that all those different areas that have been exposed where they need assistance with, we have somebody there to help them navigate that.
Aaron Roberts is Executive Director of EVE, End Violent Encounters. Wendy Sterling also joins us. Wendy is Advocacy Team Supervisor at EVE, and we're learning more about EVE here on Current State's Neighbors in Action. Wendy, what do you find most rewarding about your work?
Well, I just think seeing people get their hope back. You know, you have an individual that comes in that maybe has been broken down, and maybe they don't feel like they have anywhere to turn or that they have any way of escaping. And then to see them gain that self-confidence back and get their hope back, I mean, that's what makes me want to go into my job every day.
Mm. Aaron, what about you?
I think it's seeing the community wrap its arms around individuals and begin to support them through crisis and trauma, as watching law enforcement step up to the plate and learning how to better engage with victims of domestic and sexual violence, seeing our community partners and how hard they work to create safe places like MSU Safe Place, CARES, and just the atmosphere that those of us that are working to end domestic violence together, that's a great encouragement for me every day.
I'm sure it is. Wendy, I understand a new program's just been introduced at EVE. Tell us about that.
Yes, we just started our sexual assault advocacy and counseling program. So now survivors of sexual assault can come to EVE and receive free counseling services or free advocacy services.
A lot of this segment every week is about volunteer opportunities. What kind of opportunities are there for volunteers? Are you searching for advocates all the time, basically?
Yeah, our crisis line is staffed by volunteers as well as work study students from MSU, LCC, and Cooley. We also need childcare volunteers during our counseling groups, as well as facilities volunteers. As you can imagine, keeping up facilities and making sure that we're mowing our lawn and painting our rooms when they need painting and refreshing and cleaning gutters and all of those things, we can always use a team of volunteers to help with things like that. If it's a one-time volunteer opportunity, that's great, but we also have long-term consistent support that is needed. Office help and support is another area that we could use help.
Do you offer any help for the abusive boyfriend, husband, ex-husband?
We tend to rely on PATS, which is a organization that provides domestic violence or batter intervention services.
What? How many volunteers do you have right now then altogether?
Ballpark. Probably around 26.
Okay. And where is the greatest need for volunteers right now, Wendy? Where could you really use people?
I would say probably between the crisis line and the facilities. Those two areas are always in need.
And if you end up serving on the crisis line, what kind of training do you go through? What do those people need to know?
We have a quarterly training opportunity that we partner with MSU Safe Place and CARE to provide a four-day training for individuals coming in and doing some of that intensive work with individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming up in January, and you'll be able to find that on our website. Individually, we go through Domestic Violence 101. We educate on, you know, some of the signs and history of domestic violence, how to help with reflective listening, and some really basic skills to make sure that the needs of the individual seeking our support is being met.
EVE goes back to the 1970s, 1977, I believe. How did this get started? How long have you been with the organization?
We were started like most of our domestic violence agency sisters organizations, where individuals, concerned individuals in the community, saw that there was no safe place for individuals to turn when they've been in domestic violence. And so they created a safe place for that. And it evolved. We've got a strong advocacy arm to us where we helped encourage the development of laws and protections for individuals so that they have safety in their own homes as well as safety in our programs.
Wendy, how did you get involved and when?
Actually, I started out as an intern for the counseling program when I was getting my MSW at Michigan State. I just remained a volunteer until recently, and the job was open, so I applied for it.
Do you have a volunteer training session coming up soon?
January.
Okay, very good. We'll remind everybody of the number to call for anyone who is experiencing domestic abuse. It is 372-5572. We have been learning more about End Violent Encounters. Eve provides shelter and services to victims of domestic violence and seeks to end it by raising public awareness. October is, of course, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We want to thank our two guests. Aaron Roberts is Executive Director of EVE. Wendy Sterling is an Advocacy Team Supervisor. Best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And Current State is always looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, please, or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the work they do.